Chapter 2. Kai Estate. Kesh.
The night was beautiful. The moon was huge and full, casting a silvery blue glow on the land surrounding the Kai Estate. Gavar Kai leaned on the balcony of the master suite, naked save for a pair of light billowy trousers. His black hair was undone from its usual topknot and flowed loosely about his shoulders. He looked down at his cybernetic arm, lifting it slowly, clenching and unclenching the fist. The technology was excellent. It looked in all respects like a real arm. It had complicated sensors so that all tactile sensations were replicated. And in many ways, it was superior to a flesh and blood arm. Now that he was mastering the use of it, he realized that he would soon become stronger and faster with it than with his real hand. If such were the case, then the disfigurement so frowned upon by the Lost Tribe would be recast in the light of an advantage. But it was still a false hand. And when he had caressed his wife's body with it an hour earlier, her skin had not felt the same. It was not a flaw. No senseless accident had caused its loss, but rather a fight with one of the most powerful Jedi who had ever lived. And yet, he could not shake the feeling that it should not have happened. Kai sighed quietly, looking out again over the landscape of rocky hills and stubborn trees that grew, albeit twisted, in the arid environment. Directly below him, he heard the pleasant flow of water from a large glass and ceramic fountain. Typically, he found the sound soothing. Now, when he thought of the word fountain, all he could recall was the fountain of the Hutt Ancients on Klatooine. It had been the epitome of arrogance and foolishness for Talon to want to harvest a piece of the thing. It had led to the unnecessary loss of several members of the Lost Tribe. Normally, such a thing would not concern him, but he could not help but wonder if perhaps, had they had another ship full of Sith, they might have been able to triumph over and properly subdue Abeloth after all, rather than being in the unpleasant position of trying to strike an alliance with her. Yet, this could be a good thing, if she were indeed more powerful than the Lost Tribe. He sensed his wife's wakefulness and concern, heard the soft pad of her bare feet as she came up behind him and slipped her arms around his trim waist. Absently, he covered one of her hands with his cybernetic one, her cheek pressed against his back.
"Why does my husband not rest soundly in his own bed?"
Laka asked quietly.
"Surely he is not worrying about the event to come."
Gavar did not answer immediately. He sighed, then turned to face his wife and gather her in his arms.
"I am, yes," he confessed. "There is much riding on how things go tomorrow night."
He glanced up at the moon and amended his words.
"Tonight."